You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Friday, October 9th. What to know about a hurricane heading for Louisiana tonight, why it could be take two for an area still recovering from a different storm. Also, the next presidential debate might not happen, we'll tell you why, and a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor stopped just in time. Plus, which ride-hailing service is officially offering fully autonomous rides with no driver, and how the royal family is involved in giving away millions of dollars for the best ideas. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, people who live along the Louisiana coastline are now either evacuated or hunkered down as Hurricane Delta approaches. As of early this morning, the National Hurricane Center says Delta is a Category 3 storm, packing 120-mile-an-hour winds along with life-threatening storm surge. It's expected to make landfall tonight. And at least one National Weather Service meteorologist says it's looking like this could be the worst-case scenario for Lake Charles and the rest of southwestern Louisiana. That area is still dealing with the fallout from Hurricane Laura. Damage from Laura was so bad that thousands of families still have not been able to return to their homes since late August. And while the Delta storm is not expected to be quite as strong, it could still do a lot of damage, and debris left over from Laura could pose even more dangers to people who decided not to evacuate. The good news, though, people seem to be taking this threat seriously. The AP reports that southern Louisiana towns looked more like ghost towns last night, with windows boarded up and streets mostly empty. Relief workers from the Red Cross, Salvation Army, and other organizations have come to Louisiana from all around the country just to be in place, ready to help out. Power crews have been coming from out of state as well, assuming that the storm will knock down power lines and local crews will be overwhelmed. Also, President Trump declared a federal emergency for Louisiana, which frees up resources. The FBI stopped a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor, attack the state capitol building, and incite violence. And now 13 people are in custody for planning the various crimes. So let's start with the kidnapping. FBI agents say six men had a detailed scheme going. They allegedly planned to abduct Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and had even held rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home before the November election. They've been charged in federal court, and if convicted, they all face life in prison. Separately, seven men associated with the so-called Wolverine Watchmen militia group were arrested. Investigators say they were planning to storm the Michigan Capitol and start a civil war. And those men could end up getting 20 years in prison. The two groups apparently trained together. Authorities say they discussed setting off explosives in several locations, including blowing up a highway bridge to divert police away from the area near Whitmer's home. As far as a motive, well, the FBI says these men talked about Governor Whitmer having uncontrolled power, and they called her a tyrant. Authorities say these plots were stopped with the work of undercover agents and informants. At a news conference, Governor Whitmer said President Trump was partly to blame. She accused the president of encouraging extremist groups like the men who targeted her. So last night, in response, President Trump tweeted saying the governor has done a terrible job and called on her to open up her state. He also tweeted he doesn't tolerate any extreme violence. As of early this morning, plans for the next presidential debate are up in the air. President Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, are supposed to face off in a town hall-style debate next week on Thursday, October 15th. But now, it might not happen. The back and forth started yesterday when the nonpartisan panel in charge of these debates announced the event would be held virtually. The commission said it was to keep everyone safe since President Trump was diagnosed with COVID-19 just last week. But Trump was not a fan of the idea. He said if it's not in person, he won't take part. And he called it a waste of his time. Then there was talk of postponing the in-person debate instead. But that might mean pushing back the third debate as well to just 5 days before Election Day, and Biden's team refused to do that, saying they already agreed to the dates back in June. So now it seems next Thursday, when the candidates were supposed to be facing each other, they're going to hold individual campaign events instead. Biden plans to take part in a town hall hosted by ABC News, where he'll answer voter questions. And Trump's campaign manager says President Trump will hold a rally, though it's not clear where yet. Stay tuned. Expect to see President Trump back on the campaign trail as soon as tomorrow. The president's doctor, Navy Commander Sean Connolly, wrote a memo saying Trump has completed his course of therapy for COVID-19 and that he's allowed to resume public engagements this weekend. Dr. Conley also said Trump has been responding well to treatment since he left the hospital on Monday and that his vital signs are stable. Still, the White House won't say if President Trump has tested negative since his diagnosis. Trump told Fox News he'll probably get tested today. And he wants to hold a rally in Florida tomorrow if there's enough time to put the event together. The Trump campaign is also eyeing a visit to Pennsylvania Monday and Michigan Tuesday. All three are considered key swing states this year. The NFL is once again shuffling its schedule as more players test positive for COVID-19. This weekend, two games will get postponed. The first is between the New England Patriots and Denver Broncos. It's moving from Sunday to Monday. Then the Titans matchup with the Buffalo Bills is going from Sunday to Tuesday. This is because both the Patriots and Titans have seen positive tests this week. In fact, the Titans are in the middle of a full-blown outbreak. They've had nearly 24 people test positive since last week, and we're barely in week 5 of the season. All right, we have more news for you in just a moment. But first, this episode is brought to you by Blinkist. Our routines have been changing, and you might have found that this is a great time to learn some new things. So if you don't have time for a big project, I recommend the app Blinkist. Blinkist gives you the best takeaways, just the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction bestsellers in dozens of different categories. And it's convenient. It works across your phone, tablet, and web browser. 14 million people, including me, already use Blinkist to deepen their knowledge in topics spanning self-improvement, to leadership, to economics, and more. For example, learn more about certain news topics with blinks like Crashed, How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World, or Embrace Personal Growth with The Algebra of Happiness. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist Premium membership and up to 65% off audiobooks that are yours to keep forever. That's Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to get 25% off a premium membership and a 7-day free trial. Now, back to the news. Waymo is expanding its driverless taxi service. People in the Phoenix area can now hail rides in minivans that have no driver and no attendant, meaning they are fully autonomous. People with the Waymo One service can book the robo-taxis now, and in a few weeks, this is going to be available to anyone who has Waymo's smartphone app. Reuters reports the rides will take them anywhere they need to go within 50 miles. Waymo hasn't said when it will expand this to other cities and states, though, so stay tuned. Google is rolling out a new feature that could be a game changer for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. With a new operating system, Android phones can detect certain sounds and then send a push alert to let you know what's going on. For example, your phone will give you a heads up if your smoke alarm is going off or if there are sirens outside. It can even let you know if a baby is crying or dog is barking. The new feature is called Sound Notifications, and it listens for 10 distinct sounds. Of course, there are some privacy concerns with this because it means your phone is listening all the time. But Engadget says for some people, the benefits may outweigh the risks. To be clear, it's not automatic. People would need to turn on the sound notifications feature from the accessibility menu in settings for it to work. Prince William and the famous nature scientist David Attenborough are joining forces. They're launching something called the Earthshot Prize. It gives money to people, organizations, or projects working to find innovative ways to protect the environment. Over the next decade, 5 winners will be picked each year. They'll get £1 million, or about $1.3 million, to continue that work. And that means within 10 years, the Earthshot Prize will award £50 million, making it the biggest environmental prize ever. Prince William tells the BBC, literally anyone with a good idea can win. And by the way, his brother, Prince Harry, is also throwing his weight behind a good cause. He and his wife, Meghan Markle, are joining activist Malala Yousafzai in a video chat over the weekend. The trio will discuss the pandemic and how it's making it even more difficult for girls around the world to access education. The conversation will be released on the Malala's Fund YouTube channel and website on Sunday, which, by the way, is the International Day of the Girl. The fashion brand H&M is taking recycling to a new level. Starting Monday, the company will let people turn in their old clothes to its store in Stockholm, Sweden. Those clothes will then be sewn into something brand new. And get this, the transformation will happen in just about 5 hours. The old garments will go through a machine called Loop. It will shred them into fibers that are then used to create one of 3 new items, a sweater, a scarf, or a baby blanket. For now, at least, this is only available in Sweden. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Castle Grade. If you're looking for an N95, Castle Grade masks are a great reusable, eco-friendly option that can be easily cleaned in the dishwasher. And now CastleGrade has a new filter available for smoke-affected areas on the West Coast. It's been independently tested, and the company says the charcoal filters serve a dual purpose for stopping both virus and smoke particles. So check out the options for what you need at CastleGrade.com and enter the code NEWS10 at checkout, that's NEWS10, for 10% off your first order. That's CastleGrade.com and use the code NEWS10. Okay, so today's story is a reminder that even young kids can make a big difference. A 7-year-old from Maryland managed to organize a massive fundraiser to help people in need during the pandemic. His name is Kavanaugh Bell. Back in March, he began using his own birthday and Christmas money to put together care packages for seniors. Pretty soon, other people started chipping in. So Kavanaugh has since opened up a full food pantry that's been able to help 5,000 people in Maryland. He also pulled together $50,000 worth of food, hygiene products, and cleaning supplies for the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. And his goodwill is far from over. Kavanaugh is still delivering care packages to people in his own community, and he started a nonprofit organization called Cool and Dope that's meant to fight bullying and spread positivity. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow about COVID-19 vaccines, and of course, another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.